Deuteronomy chapter 7. When Yahweh your Elohim shall bring you into the land where you are going to possess, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you, and when Yahweh your Elohim shall deliver them before you, you shall smite them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. Neither shall you make marriages with them. Your daughter you shall not give to his son, nor his daughter shall you take to your son. For they will turn away your son from following me, that they may serve other Elohim. So will the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you, and destroy you suddenly. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. For you are a holy people to Yahweh, your Elohim. Yahweh, your Elohim, has chosen you to be a special people to himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Yahweh did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn to your fathers, has Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know, therefore, that Yahweh your Elohim, he is Elohim, the faithful El, which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, and repays them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hates him. He will repay him to his face. You, therefore, shall keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command you this day to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that Yahweh your Elohim shall keep to you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. And he will love you, and bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your land, your corn, and your wine, and your oil, and increase the increase of your kine, and the flocks of your sheep, in the land which he swore to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you, or among your cattle. And Yahweh will take away from you all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which you know upon you, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. And you shall consume all the people which Yahweh your Elohim shall deliver you. Your eye shall have no pity upon them, neither shall you serve their Elohim, for that will be a snare to you. If you shall say in your heart, "These nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them?" You shall not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what Yahweh your Elohim did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt, the great temptations which your eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders and the mighty hand and the stretched out arm whereby Yahweh your Elohim brought you out. So shall Yahweh your Elohim do to all the people of whom you are afraid. Moreover, Yahweh your Elohim will send the hornet among them until they that are left and they hide themselves from you be destroyed. You shall not be frightened at them, for Yahweh your Elohim is among you, a mighty El and terrible. And Yahweh your Elohim will put out those nations before you by little and little. You may not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon you. But Yahweh your Elohim shall deliver them to you, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they all be destroyed. And he shall deliver their kings to your hand, and you shall destroy their name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before you until you have destroyed them. The graven images of their Elohim shall you burn with fire. You shall not desire the silver or gold that is upon them, nor take it for yourself, lest you be snared by it, for it is an abomination to Yahweh your Elohim. Neither shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be a cursed thing like it. But you shall utterly detest it, and you shall utterly hate it, for it is a cursed thing. End of chapter 7.